imagine Tim Michaels and Rebecca Clefish doing this as a duo, talking about their summer nights of campaigning? And it all culminates, sorry, Luke, it all culminates today in a primary.
Did you know that they both had the same, they have the same birthday, and it was Sunday.
That's right. Even though the same birthday, this is a couple that should have been running, you know, maybe as a ticket or something. And instead, we get to talk about them one final time running against each other. And one of them will come out of today's voting as the nominee for governor to take on Tony Evers. But it remains to be seen because neither one is a clear favorite. So I'm looking at Scott Bauer's story in the Associated Press that kind of, you know, ties a bow on this whole primary campaign between them. And you can't help but note that, you know, Tim Michaels has dumped $12 million of his own money into the race, which is not a surprise. I mean, this is how Ron Johnson got into the race initially, was Republicans like to lean on who's the rich guy who can somehow appear as an outsider. And that's what Donald Trump did. And now it's what Tim Michaels is doing, trying to be a Donald Trump, you know, type of outsider. When the fact of the matter is, Tim Michaels is no outsider. He was the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate and, you know, lost to Russ Feingold in 2004. And he's been involved in other political endeavors. He's been involved in state associations that had to take positions on things like a gas tax and immigrant labor. So this is not somebody that just, you know, showed up out of Connecticut or New York or Wisconsin. He has Trump's backing. Clefish has, you know, a former Vice President Mike Pence's backing. Michaels has, of course, played along with the whole charade that there was something wrong with the 2020 elections. Rebecca Clefish kind of had to be pulled into that. Initially, she had said, you know, Joe Biden is the winner of the election. Now she's saying, you know, that the election was rigged, even though she knows that it wasn't. So either one of them already will come into the general election as damaged goods, simply by buying into the big lie. And I understand that many Republicans last week in other states lost because they did not buy into the big lie. So what? That's a badge of honor that they get to carry. Whereas the people embracing Donald Trump, that will eventually turn and they will have to carry that shame for the rest of their natural lives, you know, at some point down the road. So you've got them both claiming, you know, the big lie. You've got Clefish, who going again by the AP story, is described as a former Milwaukee television news anchor. Oh, they're the worst news anchors that go into politics. A teenage beauty pageant contestant who got into politics as part of a five-way primary for lieutenant governor in 2010. She was not Scott Walker's choice. Now, in Wisconsin, you don't run as a team like you do with president and vice president. The lieutenant governor's race is wide open. You get who you get. You know, Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes didn't run as a ticket until after the primary. Scott Walker, you know, was not looking to run with Rebecca Clefish, but then she came through the primary, and now Walker, you know, is backing his former lieutenant governor. Michaels, of course, has spent about, like it says, about $1 million a week. He has stumbled at times. He flip-flopped on whether he would back Trump for a run in 2024. At one of the most recent debates, he didn't appear to know what DACA was, the highly contentious immigration program, even as he has been ripping on undocumented immigrants. And let me just say, and we'll play the ad if he wins the race today. I'm sure we'll play this ad a lot because he was running an early ad that ends with the line, "It's not racist to enforce the law," you know, after he's been denigrating Mexicans and Central Americans who are trying to escape violence and oppression. Quick hint here, whether you're an uncle at a family dinner or a candidate for governor, if you've got to say, "It's not racist, but," you know what it sounds like. And at this point, you're doing that on purpose. And we see that in Tim Michaels. You see it in the ads where he's all, you know, driving his pickup truck and he's unshaven. And I mean really unshaven, like railroad hobo unshaven, to try to appear like the common man and not somebody living in, you know, mega $1 million condos and mansions and things like that. So coming out of this, if it's Michaels, expect this very strong anti-immigrant position. And if it's Clefish, expect this very strong crime thing that she was doing with Mike Pence last week. In both cases, these are campaigns that are run and will continue to be run after today on villainizing people, either those scary people from down south or those scary people from Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha and Chicago. And of course, vilifying Governor Tony Evers, who, much like Joe Biden, has not had a bad couple of years and has a record to run on. And Republicans, meanwhile, will have to defend the things that they were against. But as I've noted, and as I noted in our Up North News newsletter editorial yesterday, you have to stand for something. And what is it that you stand for? You may not like the sausage making of government, and the horse race media remains addicted to instant gratification. But some people do the actual work of shepherding legislation through the minefield of Congress or the legislature and getting things done. So it's fair to ask Republicans who have tried to block every step of Biden's or Evers progress and say, what do you stand for? What will you do that could improve the lives of Americans and Wisconsinites? Because Evers, Biden, and others have been doing the work. But what work are you willing to do to actually improve things? If you give a milquetoast response like, well, I'm for freedom or limited government or, you know, free enterprise. No, those aren't answers. Again, that's milquetoast. That's pablum. Those are concepts. And they say nothing about what you would actually do when it appears what you would do is make it harder to have free and fair elections, make it harder for people to vote, make it harder for consumers and workers to not be treated like crap. So when you give answers like that, it tells me you're not willing to do the kind of work, make the tough decisions, seek the compromises that would create actual new legislation that would address the challenges that Americans are facing every day. It takes work to make the tax system more fair, to make healthcare more affordable, to provide help to sick veterans who've been exposed to burn pits and other conditions. It takes work to incentivize job creation. You can't just write $4 billion on a cocktail napkin, give it to Foxconn, and hope for the best. We saw how well that worked out with Rebecca Clefish and Scott Walker last time around. It takes work to add layers of gun safety protection or to attack a global climate crisis. Work is what gets done when you stand for something more than slogans, conspiracy theories, and funny red hats. So for that and more, you can watch, read our newsletter, sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com, or join us again here tomorrow morning when we talk about primary election winners and losers and how things look in November. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great day.